safety first, parents, carers, school staff and students together. Lindsay Morgan, Leicester Socialist Party solidarity is as important as ever in the wake of the latest attacks on teachers by the capitalist press. After demanding that students return to school when it is safe to do so, they have been accused of being lazy, hysterical, and worse. This is despite teachers already working to teach Kiwica children and provide online resources, marking, and teaching for the majority of their students. This is as well as ensuring that at-risk children are supported with resources and encouraged to attend school. In a particularly obscene use of emotional manipulation, the government has stated that teachers are making at-risk children suffer, pointing to those in violent households in particular. These are the same Tories that have overseen the turning away of 2 out of every 3 women who attempt to flee to a refuge, the decimation of youth services, a crisis in child and adolescent mental health services, with a frequent 2-year waiting list, and the infliction of a decade of austerity on these self-same families. How dare they? If they cared so much about vulnerable families, why were they so slow to act when it came to free school meal vouchers? The rush to open schools is because getting parents back to work to earn profits is a higher priority than the safety of our communities. Thousands of teaching staff have joined the NU in the fight for their lives and safety for all. Parent group, after reading material that I had written in The Socialist on free school meals, a number of parent friends reached out to me about it, and I suggested setting up a parent group. Quite quickly after came the announcements that children will be asked to return on the 1st of June. So we created a group called Safety First, Parents, Carers, School Staff and Students Together. The Leicestershire campaign group is mainly made up of working class parents who want to fight. We have forged stronger links locally with the NU, which has been possible due to the work of Socialist Party members within the union. The aim of our campaign is to provide solidarity and support for all engaged in struggle for safety at school, and to boost the confidence of education workers in struggle. We will be contacting schools, local authorities, MPs and multi-academy trusts to say that our children will not return until the NU's 5 tests are passed. We are sensitive to the fact that parents are worried about losing their jobs if they don't send their children to school. The government must make assurances that the choice for parents to send their children back is a real choice by providing them with the financial support they need.